And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the program. My name is Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I think you're going to like this program. Yes, I think you're going to like this program. Welcome, everybody. Today, we're going to have an exciting program. I'm going to talk about some very important things. Now, let's begin by being honest. For many people, life is not so good. Many people have all kinds of issues. For example, have you ever looked at the Hollywood people, the people from Hollywood? You would think that they would be the happiest people because they have lots of money, they have popularity, they have good looks, they have a lot of activities to go to, all kinds of nice things. And yet many of them are very unhappy. You see? So you've heard it all. You've heard it before, haven't you? That wealth doesn't bring happiness. That success doesn't bring happiness. That degrees don't bring happiness, applause, etc., etc. You've heard it all before. But of course you haven't believed it because you've been, ever since you were a little child, well, first of all, you're born with an ego. We're all born with an ego. I'll never forget, I took a nice course at UC Berkeley Extension. It was taught by a nice man named Dick and a lady who was a trainer. I can't remember her name right now, but it was team taught by the two of them. They were excellent. It was a course on training and development, but the thing I'm getting at is that Dick always said, he said, everybody walks around with a radio station, with earphones on, and they're listening to a radio station, and it's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and it's WIFM. They listen to WIFM radio. And everybody said, what's that? He said, what's in it for me? What's in it for me? See, we all have an ego. We're all a little selfish, and that's just the way we are. And it's not so bad, but that's the way we are. So we also have an ego that is susceptible to suggestions. See, we all are born to authorities who have been tempted, teased and tempted. See? And so we're born to those authorities, and then they tease and tempt us. So we're told that, if you get education and study, you can make something yourself. Or if you become a big sports star or something. So a lot of us have gone that way. Plus, we're tempted all the time. Our teachers tempt us. Our professors tempt us. Our parents tempt us. They all say the same thing. Study, 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 study. Knowledge, 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 knowledge. See? So some people study, and go for the knowledge. They become the goody-two-shoes, the apple polishers, see? And they're the conformists. They're the conformists. They're the ones that eventually will be, working for some big organization and doing things that are unethical, and they won't even think twice about it. See? They're the conformists. Or they'll be in the college and they'll be teaching, they'll be teaching evolution and godless relativity and all kinds of awful things, and they won't even know that they're totally misguided. And then the pressure, the tease, the pressure to study, and to be ambitious, some people, they rebel against it. And the problem is they rebel angrily. So rebelling angrily, they become the dropouts, see, or they develop learning blocks. See, for every person who becomes the ambitious, characterless achiever, for every one of those, there's also a person who develops learning blocks because they reacted to the tease and the pressure, you see? So between the successes that are really failures and the failures that are failures, there's very few people that come through unscathed. What I would like to do is help you to become unscathed. Would you like a really positive attitude?
If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. My name is Roland. I'm your host for this program. I began by saying that for many people, life is not so good. Even people that have success and money and all the other things, it's not so good. Something is wrong. And so what I want to do is I want to help those people. See, I'm not against success. I'm very much in favor of success. But you have to be successful in the right way. In other words, it's okay to be industrious. It's good to be industrious, but just not ambitious, see? Industrious, but not ambitious. It's okay to work towards some goals, some useful, helpful and useful things. That's okay. Just don't make those goals more important than what's right. See how that works? It's okay to achieve things, but just make sure that it's not out of resentment. See, some people are teased and they become resentful. And then they try to achieve out of resentment. They say, I'll show them, I'll prove to them. Okay, well, they may become successful, but it was all done with resentment. So they're never happy with what they get because of the guilt they accrue and the people they had to walk over and the wrong things that they had to do to get there. See what I mean? All right. It's like peace at any price. You know, a lot of us in a home, we button up, we say nothing, we let everybody walk all over us. See? So, yes, there's peace. See, but it's an eerie peace at any price. See, which is not good. All right, so we're talking about how to be a success without ruining it for yourself, without letting other people ruin it for you. See, one of the tricks that people use is they see you doing something and then they rush in. And either how did they do that? They rush in and they do it for you, or they rush in and tell you how to do it, or they rush in and take credit for your success, or they tell you to do something you were already doing. See, they're grace robbers. A lot of people are grace robbers. And they ascribe the wrong motivation. See, so let's say you do something nice for somebody, and they say, oh, you're just doing that so you'll get something from them, or ha ha ha. See, they make fun of you. See, they do something to subtly twist it, to misinterpret it, or they try to take credit for it. See, they said, well, the reason he's doing so good is because I, taught him how to do it, blah, blah, blah. Or he's doing what I'm telling him to do. So there's just so many tricky ways, little subtle ways that they ruin things. See, a lot of parents ruin things. A lot of teachers, they ruin things. They trick the child into being, see what I mean? So sometimes, for example, a child will join a team and the coach is ambitious. He's ambitious. He doesn't really, really care about the kids. He's just ambitious. He wants to win, see, for his own personal glory. Even though he pretends, he pays lip service to character and everything, but it's really all about himself. See, the child sees that. Or he sees that the coach requires him to be mean and to hurt someone else somehow or something, and he just doesn't want to do it. So he drops out. You see what I mean? How nice it would be to be able to be successful, to be good at sports, to be successful in business, to learn many things, and for it to be a joy. Okay, well, that's what I want. So I want you to be a success and enjoy your success. And the best thing to do is to take the resentment out of it. See how you were goaded and teased and taunted and challenged. See, that's the word they use, challenged. It's another word for tease. So, the devil was there from the beginning. See, he told Adam to eat the forbidden fruit of knowledge, where he could have said, Adam, get your MBA, get a master's degree, study, study, see? Study, study, study. Knowledge, 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 see? So it was in the very beginning, he was like the educator. See, he was the person there that was pressuring knowledge upon you and teasing and taunting and challenging you with knowledge, see? So most people kind of go along, see? Some people rebel. The ones that have character rebel, but they make a mistake. See, it's good to rebel creatively. If you rebel creatively, see, some people rebel creatively. Take for example, Einstein. Einstein rebelled creatively. He didn't like school. They teased him and pressured him in school. He didn't get along well in school at all, and some of the teachers hated him because he sat in the back with a smile on his face, and they said, "Wipe that smile off your face." You know, how many kids have sat at the dinner table and they say some innocent little thing, or they're smiling or giggling, and all of a sudden they get slapped across the face. Wipe that smile off your face. See? How many times has that happened around the world? Well, see, so, but Einstein succeeded in spite of them, in spite of school, in spite of the cruel teachers, in spite of the cruel system, he succeeded. See, he rebelled creatively. He became his own man. See? Another example of someone who rebelled creatively was Steve Jobs. See, he was his own person. He became a success. See, there are just so many examples of people who became a success. When they were a little child, they were the ugly duckling. See, they were really a beautiful swan. And they were teased and taunted. See? They were different somehow, and they became a success. So that's the way you need to be, and that's what I want to help you to be. Hello, everyone. Many people have emotional and mental health issues. Many people have been diagnosed with adult ADD, bipolar disorder, social anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, depression. Many Christians would like to hear something positive and practical from someone who successfully overcame such issues. I'd like to tell you about a friend of mine. His name is Mike. He wrote a book called Mike's Story. Mike got unstuck, conquered his issues, and left them behind. Mike wrote to me about his successes, and I was so excited and moved by his story that I helped him put it into a book. It's called Mike's Story. I'd like you to preview the book and perhaps even obtain a copy of Mike's Story in paperback, Kindle, or Barnes & Noble Nookbook. If you'd like to preview Mike's Story, go to talktoapastor.org. That's www.talktoapastor.org, and look for Mike's Story. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name is Roland, and you're listening to my program. Today I'm talking about success, how to become a success, so that you can enjoy your success, okay? Without being guilty, without sacrificing supports, okay? Without being resentful, okay? So remember I said you can be industrious, but not ambitious. Realize, though, that most of your ambition is not your own ambition. See, someone pushed it on you. You know, like there are drug pushers that come around and say, "Hey, try a little bit of this and that. Here's a free sample." See, there's pushers everywhere. Your mom was probably a pusher. She was pushing school on you and conformity and success and, you know, that sort of thing. Sometimes dads do too. They push their kids to be sports stars or they reject the child that's not good at sports. You see what I mean? So there's all that. But then the teachers or the pushers, see, See, the reason that they're there more than likely is because they fell. They fell to the pressure. See? All right. So, we want to be a success in life. We want to be happy. We want to be prosperous. We want to be filled with joy and spontaneity. See? So we want all the good things and not have to sacrifice principle, not have to sell our soul. See, we don't want to have to sell our soul. All right. Now, some people, what happened is they fell to the temptation, then they went out and then they succeeded, but now they're not happy. Well, I can help some of those people. Mostly they just have to see that it was resentment. Resentment was their motive, and anger and resentment was their motivating energy. See, they fell to the pressure, and then they resentfully and angrily, see, struggled. Or it was a compensation. All right. So now I've talked a lot about people who have been successful, and I can help you to become. To have your success, but learn to let the resentment. I've written some books on the subject, but you should get some of my books and get my meditation. It'll help you with that. But the people that I can really, really, really help a lot are the people who are the dropouts, the people who rebelled and became resentful and angry, who are full of anger, the people who are blocked. See, we develop blocks because of the pressure. A lot of people develop learning blocks. They can't learn, they can't study, they can't read, see? Or the emotional blocks. They can't love, they can't this, they can't that. Some people stutter. It's all because of the pressure and the tease, see? Sometimes overt, sometimes subtle. And so I can help those people a lot, mainly by just pointing it out. Pointing out what has happened and point out how resentment is at the base. Resentment is the base of so many of these issues. And so, if you could learn to let go of the resentment, if you could learn, and I can help you with that. My books, especially my meditations, especially my basic four-part meditation, explains to you what has happened, how you lost your spontaneity and your innocence and your bright happy. See, we all had, when we were little children, we learned at lightning speed. Little children learn at lightning speed, and they're full of spontaneity, and they go out and they discover many things. Within a very short amount of time, the little child learns to walk and to talk and to do all kinds of things. So why is it later in life you see people that can't read, they can't do things? See, why? Or they have anxiety and fear over everything. It's because they were pressured, they reacted to the pressure. Or they were teased, they reacted to the tease. See, and they had learning blocks. And now they get upset. See, it formed a trauma. And then the emotions became conditioned. So now they just become upset all the time. Everything upsets them. Everything makes them nervous. Everything makes them anxious. And so on and so forth. Or it makes them angry. And then the anger interferes with performance. See, so they have performance anxiety over just about everything. Or the anger blocks them from expressing themselves. That's one of the big reasons why people can't express themselves, because they're full of anger. So you have to let go of the anger. See, and the way to let go of the anger is to see the resentment that's under it. And let go of the resentment. Okay? All right. So that will be very helpful. So now you see how I can help people. So I'm going to talk about the meditation exercise for the rest of this program, because it's so important. You know, there's a lot of things that I talk about and write about. I'm very knowledgeable. Psychology, metaphysics, cosmology, relationships, all these things. But I would say the most important thing that I have done is the meditation, because it forms the base. It can form the base of your recovery. of becoming the person you were. See, a lot of people say too, I don't know what my purpose is. See, some people have been so pressured in their life and they've conformed to the pressure, rebelled. And when it's all, after years have gone by, they don't even know who they are. They don't know what their purpose in life is, you see. So it's very important that you find out who you are, what your purpose in life is. See, move forward to a happy and joyous future. And so I heartily recommend that you get to meditation. And the best meditation that I have several ones, but the basic and the best, I think, is my 4-part meditation. You can get it for $10, a suggested donation of $10, and you get 2 free ebooks with it. It'll teach you all the things that I've been talking about today and more. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Now, I want to tell you about the meditation which I began to talk about earlier. I have a very nice meditation which is different from other meditations in that this meditation helps you to see, what does it do? It's very similar to mindfulness. It is a type of mindfulness meditation in that it does help to restore you back to the present. See, a lot of us are lost between our ears. A lot of us get lost in the past, reliving the past, thinking about the past, trying to change the past, worrying about the, you know, regretting the past and resenting the past, see? Or we're lost in the future, planning, scheming, to try to get ourselves out of problems and all that kind of stuff. The place where we want to be is in the present. So that I have in common with other mindfulness meditations, to be in the present, anchored in the present. But where my meditation goes further and is more helpful, in that I help you to find your calm center of I help you to find your calm center of dignity, and I help you to find the inner light. I help you to find your intuition. I help you to find your intuition. See, that's what you need to become is friends with your intuition. You know, Einstein was friends with his intuition, and look where it took him. Look at all the discoveries he made because he was close to his intuition. But intuition, see, a lot of people don't know that conscience is also intuition. You know, when your conscience bothers you, remember when you were a little tiny child and you got real angry at your mom and then you felt bad? You felt bad? Or maybe now if you do something really rotten to somebody, then you feel bad about it? Well, that's your conscience. See, that's also your intuition. See, conscience, your intuition is there. You don't even know that it's there. That's where you have your insights and discoveries, and you just sort of see things and know things wordlessly in light of your intuition. See? Well, if you don't stray from your intuition and you always do what's right, and you each moment you do what's right, you don't resent other people, See, and you're not ambitious and hateful and sneaky, and you don't do rotten things, see? And you don't resent your mom and resent your dad or resent your wife or resent your partner. Then you're friends with your intuition. But when you stray from your intuition, you do things that aren't right, or you're not living your own life. You're living somebody else's life. You're following their goals. You've responded to their pressure. Then your conscience bothers you. So you must become friends with your conscience again and your intuition. Okay? Then you'll have it made in the shade. Hi, this is Pastor Roland. I get a lot of emails, but it's always a special treat to go to my mailbox and find a card or letter from a listener. I love letters from listeners, so I want to make sure you have my address so you can write to me. So here it is. Send your cards and letters to Roland Trujillo. I'll spell it for you. That's R-O-L-A-N-D T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O. Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. Here it is again, Roland Trujillo, Post Office Box 854, Berkeley, California, 94701. I look forward to reading your letter. And so, if you want to get better, you might want to get my meditation. Go to commonsensecounseling.org, look for the meditation, or go to talktoapastor.org. Talktoapastor.org, look for the meditation. You'll see it there. You'll see the books. You can get 2 free ebooks and a free e-booklet to go along with it. You can actually listen to the first part of the meditation. There's 4 parts. The first part, the introduction, you can listen to free. And then go ahead and get the meditation. It's a suggested gift of $10. Remember, I buy the airtime, so help me out if you would, please.
You have been listening to Roland Trujillo from the Center for Common Sense Counseling. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.commonsensecounseling.org. You'll find lots of free helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is commonsensecounseling.org. Please remember that Roland's program is listener supported. Thank you.